Control of Sclerodium sepivorum and growth promotion in garlic. Allium sativum wit antagonist microorganisms authors Yumi Alexander Zapata Narvaez and Magda Rocio Gomez Mariquin abstract introduction. White rot produced by Sclerodium sepivorum causes losses greater than 50% in garlic crops. The main control alternative is the application of chemical fungicides with limited efficacy. It is necessary to integrate alternatives that contribute to the development of disease management strategies. Objective: to evaluate the efficacy of antagonistic microorganisms applied individually and as a mixture against S. sepivorum in garlic. Materials and methods. This research was carried out under controlled conditions at the Corporación Colombiana de Investigación Agropecuaria, Agrosavia. During 2019, the soil was artificially infested with sclerotia, 10 sclerotia G soil. The efficacy of the individual use and in mixtures under different drench applications frequencies of three antagonists Trichoderma coningiopsis, Trichoderma aspirellum, and Bacillus amyloliquefaciens, strains 003, 034, and B006, respectively. In the control of S. sepivorum in garlic and in the promotion of plant growth expressed as root, bulb, and foliar dry weight was evaluated. Results: the highest efficacy, with 65% in disease control, was obtained when applying 003 at sowing and 15-DASIN with 56% when applying the mixtures of 003 plus 034 at sowing, 003 plus 034 at sowing, 15, 30, and 45-DAS, and 003 plus B006 at sowing, 15 and 30-DAS, while tebuconazole presented an efficacy of 35%. Conclusion: the application of antagonists individually or in mixtures at different frequencies reduced mortality due to white rot in garlic. A positive effect on garlic plants' growth was observed with the application of 003 plus B006 strains at sowing, 15 and 30-DAS. 003 at sowing, 003 at sowing and 15-DAD, and 034 plus B006 at sowing, with higher values of dry weight with respect to the control. Keywords: white rot, biological control, growth promotion.